Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like the minds of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories, why small businesses may have to compete for talent with prisons. Also, how to sell your boss on attending an industry conference, and what can go wrong when the internet offers marketing advice. We'll start with this. Here's an interesting snapshot about the job market that your small business may need to keep in mind. Prisons around the country are struggling to slow down turnover because guards are now seeing better opportunities elsewhere. That said, prison officials are pushing back with a retention effort. First, the setup. The Wall Street Journal says in New Mexico, for example, an overwhelming majority of new officers leave the job within 3 years. More than 100 of the 529 officer positions at the Utah State Prison were recently vacant, requiring the closure of some housing areas. States are responding. Last fall, Texas raised correction officer salaries by 10.5% and are offering a $4,000 signing bonus for some. In Tennessee, all officers were given a $1,000 retention bonus. And Utah lawmakers last year approved the largest raise in a decade, lifting the starting salary for officers to $16.67 an hour, something your small business may have to contend with. Ever imagine going to a conference related to your industry, but won't ask the boss because you feel you'll be rejected? Don't cave so easily. Wall Street Journal columnist Sue Schellenbarger has tips on how to win over management. Sue, what should we know?
Conferences have become really big business and glitzier and more attractive than ever, very highly produced. Lots of opportunities for people who want to advance their careers or help their employer. And many employees would like to go, but don't know how to get the boss to stamp their ticket. So there are several strategies that can work fairly well in trying to persuade the boss to let you go to that conference.
Now, you got to be your own advocate, your own salesperson here, I guess, right? What can you do, say, prove?
You absolutely do. In fact, one pair that wanted to go to a marketing conference did exactly that. They made up a slideshow, interactive slideshow, caught their boss in a good mood, spirited him away into the conference room, and sold him as if he was a client. And he was so impressed at their offer to learn new strategies at a conference which would help them serve their customers better that he okayed both of them going to a rather expensive conference. And that's the key. You have to link your attendance to a goal your employer cares about, and then you have to deliver. Come back with, you know, ideas that could conceivably increase revenue, come back with potential new customers, come back with learnings to present to your colleagues in a little presentation you might do afterward. So you really have to make the most of it.
Got it. So if you're in a line of work like IT, you know, you're not going to be able to sell your boss on some beer tasting conference in the Midwest or something.
The first reaction of many bosses, according to the employees I interviewed in the story, was, wow, of course, who would not want to go to that conference, such as South by Southwest, because they are so attractively produced. There's virtual reality, yeah, high-tech events after hours. So they look like a big party, but behind that facade, there's a lot of substance, really great speakers. And some of the IT people I interviewed would actually ask their colleagues before they went, what presentations do you want to know about? And then attend them and come back with a report for their coworkers. So there are a lot of ways to get real meat out of it.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal columnist Sue Schellenbarger. Her piece is called Persuade the Boss You Really Will Work at the Conference. Does it depend right now, say in early 2016, what line of work you're in? Say whether or not business is good in your particular industry?
Certainly true. Yeah. People, for example, who working on Wall Street might have a much harder time of selling their bosses on a great conference in Europe than those who are working in, you know, hot tech fields where conferences really are proving to be a great way to keep up with new trends and see new technology and, in fact, get kind of motivated and inspired. Several people I spoke with who were in tech-related jobs said that just going to a conference really pumped them up and kind of gave them the energy they needed to learn new skills.
Thanks, Sue. Wall Street Journal columnist Sue Schellenbarger. Coming up next, the hazards of crowdsourcing a marketing idea.
He's in the paint. Down by two. Can he do it? The ball is up. And nothing but net. The crowd goes wild.
Hey, Greg. Waiting on your PC again.
Yep. Want a front row seat to the big game?
No, I'm good. A workplace that doesn't work is anything but beautiful. Give your employees the power to do their best work and reduce downtime by 50% with new, powerfully performing Dell and Intel technology. Learn more at dell.com/business.
Well, competitions in which fans choose a nickname used to go off without a hitch, like sports teams, such as the Toronto Raptors and the Seattle Seahawks. But as Time.com reports, then the internet happened. Here are a couple of other items the internet just couldn't resist. As we've reported, a recent proposal by the UK's Natural Environment Research Council to let the internet name a polar research ship has quickly spiraled out of control due to one man's suggestion of the name Bodie McBoatface. Voting closes April 16th. In 2012, Mountain Dew needed a name for a new green apple-flavored version of the soft drink, but fans came up with offensive names like Hitler Did Nothing Wrong and Gushing Granny. Greenpeace held a contest in 2007 to name a whale from a pod of humpbacks that they had tagged in the South Pacific. 78% of votes cast were for the name Mr. Splashy Pants. And guess what? The nonprofit went with the name. Reminder, by the way, you can get more small business reports on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. And we encourage you to leave feedback on whatever podcast platform you use, like iTunes or SoundCloud. Reviews can help me determine what works and what does not in this small business report. Also, if you'd like to share thoughts or ideas about your small business, send me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Again, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.